following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. All right, this is one of those days where I have so much stuff. It's the hardest part of show prep, whittling it down, not trying to get too many topics in, so I can spend a lot of time exploring a handful of topics rather than trying to put too much of you-know-what into a five-pound sack. Jason's like, no, I don't know. Tell me. You stop it over there. Last thing I need from you today is, well, for you to be what you always do. Anyway, it is what you do. Yeah, that's right. That's right. A lot of stuff to get to after 9 o'clock, but I also have a lot of stuff to get to in this half hour, which isn't really a half hour, but what's left of this half hour. So I will start. It's unlikely that you are aware of this unless you are a political junkie. Yesterday's the deadline for filing nominating papers in the various races, either August primaries or November general election. I mean, if there's more than one candidate in a race, as there are in a number of races, then it's for the August primary, which has been moved up a couple of years back. I think, in fact, 2012 was the first year that it was an August primary. I'm conflicted on that, by the way. Can't decide how I like that or not. I don't know. The idea was to give more time for a general election campaign. So they moved it up from early September to mid-August, or mid-ish September to mid-August. What happens is, in any number of races, in whatever race, there are a set number of signatures. Of course, it varies from very local to state senate, assembly, you know, it's a percentage of the district. For statewide races, it's 2,000. Governor Walker, Rebecca Clayfish, Mary Burke, attorney general candidates. They needed 2,000. We're going to get to that later in the show because there's something interesting about Mary Burke. By the way, Brett Hulsey did submit enough signatures to challenge Burke, but just barely, 2,300. And you usually get that much. You get 300 or 400 tossed. I think there's a chance he may not be on the ballot. But I have some observations about Mary Burke's submission. We'll get to that in a moment. Actually, later in the show, not in a moment, later in the show. I want to focus on a very local race. Jason, if I did a contest right now, in fact, I wonder if you could do this. Give the job description and list of duties for County Clerk of Circuit Courts. I don't think most people know. It's one of those offices that is a partisan, a constitutional office, where you run as a Democrat, or you run as a Republican, or you run as a Libertarian, or you run as a candidate of the Funny Hat Party, or whatever. Just like sheriff. And others, which is weird because political party politics really don't come into play in those offices. I'm chuckling because another one is coroner. And I remember doing radio news in Fond du Lac when you would call Jim Brickle the coroner. You know how the phone would answer? Brickle's Tavern. Because you don't need any medical expertise to be a coroner. Then what you do, of course, you farm it out, whatever. They need to change that, by the way, in Wisconsin. They really do. They just do. No, you don't need to be a... No, you don't have to have any medical expertise at all. It's your responsibility then to figure out who it is that actually, if you are incapable. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's an elected position. Again, just like sheriff is. Clerk of circuit courts in Brown County and all other 71 counties in Wisconsin, you run as a Democrat, you run as a Republican, which has almost nothing to do, well, not almost, has nothing to do with the office. What you need is, or what would be helpful, actually you don't need, again, constitutionally, but what would be helpful is an understanding of how the circuit courts work, and you're basically the manager. Okay? There's a race for clerk of circuit courts. There are two Republican candidates, so there will be a primary. The two candidates are Donna Larscheid Mason, longtime employee in the clerk of court's office. So she would seem to have the expertise. She is joined on the Republican ballot by John Vanderleest. John does not have the background that she does. She has also been, I am told that she has what I would call the mainstream support. She has that background, so those in the local legal community are supporting her, which wouldn't be a surprise. But there is a surprise about Donna Larscheid Mason, who's running as a Republican for any office. She signed the recall petition against Scott Walker. Now, Jason was sold on her right up to that point. Well, I mean, no, but obviously she seemed like the logical candidate, right? Up to that point. I find this a very complex issue. If you're running as a Republican, I think it is fair game to bring up that you signed the recall against Governor Scott Walker. On paper, I'll be honest, she appears the more qualified candidate. Now, as I said, she's a longtime employee in that office. On her Facebook page, on her campaign Facebook page, she issued a statement. Before I read this statement, I'm going to point something out. I reached out to her asking to talk with her about this, and I never heard back from her. As you know, I do hold that against people. She's a Republican. I'm a conservative talk show host. It's not as though she's a liberal, she's a Democrat, or at least not as though she's a Democrat. But I reached out to the only email address that I had. It was the only contact information I had for her, and it was her work email. Now, I could understand if she wouldn't want to respond to a campaign question on the work email. I get that. But she could take my email address, or she could call the direct line, as I asked her to do. So apparently, she's going to try to dodge and duck and not respond to this. I say apparently because that is the conclusion I reach when someone just ignores me. Now, here is the statement from her Facebook page on why, or her explanation for someone who is running for public office as a Republican who signed the recall. At the time of the Governor Walker's recall, you didn't need a "the" in there. At the time of Governor Walker's recall, I had concerns, like many government employees, about my job status and benefits. The work atmosphere was terrible because of the unknown changes that would affect public employees and their families. Clearly, my signing of the governor's recall petition was a poor choice on my part, and I regret that now. There have been some positive changes resulting from Act 10. However, it does not change the decision I have made to run for office. With my valuable years of knowledge and experience, I am confident I am the best candidate for clerk of court's position. I have the experience and people skills to handle the demands of serving as your clerk of circuit courts. You can trust that I will continue to work hard for the citizens of Brown County. Before I comment on that statement, I addressed this last night with Brown County Republican Party Chairman Mark Becker. And Mark said everything we said was on the record. Full disclosure, Mark has known her for years. Mark considers her a wonderful person. He also thinks she's eminently qualified to be clerk of circuit courts. But he thinks this is a legitimate issue. And he told me that they will be discussing this as a party, and that this is not a race they would normally get involved in, but they may get involved in this one. She's running as a Republican. She signed the recall. John Vanderlace, who, quite frankly, doesn't have the resume that she does for this race, has been, as Mark put it, a loyal foot soldier for years. Mark tells me she joined the Republican Party shortly before seeking this office. John has been a member of the party for years. Now, she's qualified as a candidate for the office. Here's the question voters are going to have to ask themselves. Is she qualified to run as a Republican? And how important is that in an office that probably shouldn't be a partisan office anyway? But it is. But it is. I think this is a legitimate question to ask. She goes around to the Lincoln Day dinner, she's schmoozing Republicans, and she signed the recall. It is a valid question. I am also told that there are others who consider themselves Republicans who are now defending her by saying, well, that was a long time ago, and it's time to move on from that. Okay, that's another way of saying she's another politician who didn't know this was going to bite her in the ass when she signed this thing. This has come up in a potential state assembly race in Sheboygan County. It's as though people didn't realize that this is actually out there and it's going to stay out there. It is, and it will. I'm going to be honest, I don't know how I feel entirely about this, but if you're going to run as a Republican and you signed a document that would have removed from office who I think is the greatest reformist governor in Wisconsin, in America, here in Wisconsin, I think it's a legitimate campaign issue. I also concede that she is very qualified for the office. But I think Jason's arguing with someone who either does or doesn't want to come on the air. They want to come on the air, they better do it rather quickly. But I think if you're going to put an R behind your name, I think you have to understand that this is a fair issue to have a conversation about. Todd in Green Bay. Todd, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I just have to say once again, man, you guys always accuse liberals of having to always be in lockstep with all the issues, but it seems to me like you are demanding all conservatives be in
lockstep. Todd, did I even say that I was not supporting her?
Well, you're making it the issue.
I am saying it's a fair issue to if you're going to be on the ballot, because you put your signature to a document that would have removed the top Republican in the state from office. That's a fair issue to discuss.
And I think it's also a fair issue to discuss then that what you always accuse liberals of doing, which is if you're not in lockstep, somehow you're not.
No, that's not what I accuse. I accuse liberals of stifling speech with which they disagree. I'm not saying she shouldn't have run. I'm saying if she runs, it's going to be a fair issue. Okay. That's all. Why does Todd bother calling? It's 8:56.
News updates at the top and bottom of the hour.